When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In this week's Failure Friday segment, we explore the downfall of a once lucrative affiliate business. I'm excited to welcome you here to Side Hustle School. This is Chris Guillebeau, your host and the principal of Failure Friday. In case you're new, I believe we can learn as much from failure as we can from success, if not, in fact, more. So in these segments, you get to hear directly from a side hustler who has struggled in some way or something does not go as planned. There's lots of different variations. But then we look at what is the lesson and how can this person and how can all of us, in fact, move forward when we have a setback. So today we're going to look at a profitable affiliate website that kind of peters out. It was going so well. It was making money. This guy, Devin, he's an affiliate marketer. He feels like he has cracked the code, but then the code soon cracks him or something like that. I don't know if he actually gets cracked like a code. The point is the business steadily declines. And so eventually Devin has to make a change. So in these situations, it's always good to make a proactive change. And I've been in this situation myself of, I noticed that the industry is changing in some way. And I have to decide, am I going to ignore this or just hope that it kind of turns around? Or will I do something proactive? Full disclosure, as always, I don't always do the proactive thing or make the proactive choice. But I'll say a bit more about that at the end in the wrap up. For now, here's Devin.
My name is Devin Vail, and for more than 2 years, I was riding the high wave of affiliate marketing success. When I first stumbled into it, I felt like I had cracked a secret code. By simply promoting products and driving traffic to retailers' websites, I was bringing in commissions that quickly exceeded my day job salary. It all started with a niche blog I created that reviewed and recommended high-end electronics, a passion of mine. I had affiliate agreements with major online retailers, and as my site's popularity grew, so did my affiliate income. For a couple of years, the upward trends seemed unstoppable. I became comfortable, perhaps too comfortable, with the status quo. The algorithms that govern traffic and engagement changed. Consumer behavior evolved, and mobile commerce started outpacing traditional desktop-based sales. I saw the signs, but I held on to the belief that what worked yesterday would work tomorrow. Then, slowly at first, my once dependable income began to dwindle. At first, I chalked it up to market fluctuations and kept on as usual, but the decline continued. The SEO tactics I had mastered were now outdated, and social media platforms had changed their algorithms. I wasn't just competing with other affiliate marketers anymore, but also with the retailers themselves who had begun to dominate the digital ad space. I stubbornly refused to pivot. Instead of researching new strategies or investing in learning about emerging e-commerce trends, I poured more money into the same old tactics in an attempt to reclaim the lost traffic. But the internet had moved on without me, and my failure to adapt was costing me, both financially and emotionally. The decline wasn't just a slow leak. It was a substantial hit to my livelihood. Where I once boasted monthly earnings in the five-figure range, I now struggled to generate a quarter of that. My affiliate business, once a source of pride and independence, had become a relic. The turning point came when I finally accepted that my old methods were no longer relevant. I started from square one, re-educating myself on the current state of online marketing. I learned more about content marketing, the power of influencer partnerships, and the necessity of a mobile-first approach. I also diversified my income, realizing that relying solely on affiliate marketing was a precarious position. Now, I run a digital marketing consultancy alongside rebuilding my affiliate business from the ground up. This time, with a diversified approach and a commitment to continuous learning and adaptation, my previous business declined due to my resistance to change, but the lessons learned were invaluable. I share this experience with friends and colleagues openly, hoping to prevent others from making the same mistake. The digital landscape is ever-changing, and so must we. The decline of my first success wasn't the end. It was a transformation into something more resilient and aware. As Chris says sometimes, the best is yet to come.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, as I said, it's always hard to make that proactive choice. We share these stories in hopes that perhaps you'll make a more proactive choice than I've made myself sometimes in these situations, or, you know, in Devin's case. But also in this case, the affiliate business is an ever-changing world, and you are very dependent on algorithms and things that are outside your control. So all things being equal, I think it's better to build a business that you're not so dependent on something like that whenever possible. But of course, there's lots of different kinds of businesses, and so I understand and respect that as well. The theme of Failure Friday is never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. So I'm glad that Devin has picked himself up and is working on other projects moving forward positively. Thanks, Devin, for sharing the story. Listeners, thanks for listening. Today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2540. We are trucking along in the midst of the holiday season. I hope you're doing well, taking care of yourself over there. More episodes coming out every single day. It's always free. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts or just on the website, sidehustleschool.com. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
Onward Project.